Welcome to Sanhedrin, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Daled, Chapter 3, Mishnah 4. This Mishnah talks about relatives that are disqualified to testify or to be a judge just because they are related to you. The Torah teaches us, Lo yumsum avos al banim, ubanim lo yumsu al avos, that fathers should not die because of their children, and children shall not die because of their fathers. Simply put, that's talking about children dying because of the sins of their parents, and parents dying because of the sins of their children. However, the Gemara derives from here that children cannot die, they cannot be punished because of the testimony of their fathers, and that fathers cannot die, they cannot be punished because of the testimony of their children. And the rabbis extended that to many different types of relations as well, and that's what this Mishnah talks about. This Mishnah talks about the different types of relatives that are disqualified. Ve'eluei nakroivin, says the Mishnah, these are the relatives. Aviv, a person's father, he cannot testify of his father cannot testify about him. V'achiv, his brother. V'achi aviv, or his father's brother, that's his uncle. V'achi imai, or his mother's brother, that's a different type of uncle. Or Ba'al Achaisai. Ba'al Achaisai is the husband of his sister, so that's his brother-in-law. U'Ba'al Achais Aviv, or the husband of his Achais Aviv, the sister of his father. That means to say his uncle, but his uncle through his father's sister. U'Ba'al Achais Imai, similarly, his mother's sister's husband, his uncle from the maternal side. U'Ba'al Imai, similarly, if a person's mother remarries, his father dies or gets divorced, and she remarries, so his stepfather is disqualified. Ve'chami, if a person's father-in-law cannot testify about him. Ve'gisai, or his brother-in-law. The Mishnah continues. Hain, they cannot testify. Ubenehen, those relatives, their children cannot testify. Ve'chasaneh, not just their blood relatives, but even their sons-in-laws also cannot testify because they are all considered relatives. Ve'chargoy levad. However, the husband of his wife from another husband, I'm sorry, the son of his wife from another husband, that means a stepson, he himself is pasul, is disqualified. However, his children or his sons-in-laws, they would be able to testify. Amar Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says, Zu Mishnas Rabbi Akiva. This Mishnah was taught by Rabbi Akiva when he taught his Mishnah. Ava Mishnah Rishona. However, the original Mishnah that was taught before Rabbi Akiva taught us that these are the relatives. Dodo, his uncle, Uben Dodo, the son of his uncle, V'cholaroi Liyarsha, or anyone that could inherit him. So simply put, this Mishnah disagrees with Rabbi Akiva and holds that the only people that are disqualified are relatives from a person's father's side, but not one from their mother's side. V'cholakar Le'ba'isasha, the Mishnah continues the original words of Rabbi Akiva, that anyone that's a relative to him at that particular time, what that means to say is that they were a relative when they saw the testimony, or at the time that they're coming to court to testify, they're disqualified. Hayakaro v'nisrachik. But let's say somebody was a relative and they became distanced. For example, a person has a son-in-law, and his daughter dies, so now his son-in-law is no longer related. Hareza kasher. The law is that that person is qualified and they are able to testify. Rabbi Yehuda says, Afilu mesa bito, even if a person's daughter dies, v'yesh lo banim yimena, but he still has children, that means he still has grandchildren that connect him to his deceased daughter, hareza karov, then even his son-in-law cannot testify because he's still considered related and he's still considered connected. We do not rule like Rabbi Yehuda at all. Also, our Rishonim teach us that a lot of this has to do especially when it's a distanced relative, which may by Jewish law not be considered a relative that disqualifies, but if the judge feels that the fellow is too connected or too emotionally involved, that would disqualify him as well. Wishing you a wonderful, amazing day and an amazing weekend as well.